Chapter 2. Morning on the Marsh. My sister, Mrs. Jo Gargery, was more than 20 years older than I. She was not a good-looking woman. She was too tall and thin, and her skin was very red, and I had an idea that she must have forced Jo to marry her. In much the same way that she forced me to do a good many things I had no wish to do. Joe was a big, strong fellow, fair-headed and blue-eyed, always good-natured and sweet-tempered. They were in the kitchen when I reached home. Mrs. Joe looked at the clock. "Where have you been, you young monkey?" she demanded. "To the churchyard," I answered in a little timid voice. "Ha!" said Mrs. Joe, looking angrily from her husband to me. "The pair of you will drive me to the churchyard one of these days." Joe was sitting in the chimney corner, and I crept over and sat opposite him while my sister set the tea things. We all jumped and started as there came the sound of a distant explosion. "Joe," I said, "was that great guns?"
"Yes," said Joe.
"There's another convict off." "What does that mean?" I asked.
"Escaped! Escaped!" explained my sister impatiently.
"What's a convict?" I asked Joe.
"There was one off last night," said Joe, "after the sunset gun, and they fired warning of him. Now it seems they're firing warning of another."
"Who's firing?" said I.
"Lord bless the boy," exclaimed my sister. "It's from the hulks."
"And please, what's hulks?" I asked.
"Hulks are prison ships, right across the marshes," said Joe.
"I wonder who's put into prison ships, and why are they put there?" I said hopefully.